You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, November 20th, 2018, week 267. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stasko.
And we are Destiny Pizza. It's time for the leftovers. Let's get into the movie news of the leftovers. This is all the news that isn't superhero and Star Wars news. A Star Is Born news, Bradley Cooper recently confirmed that he wanted Jack White in the lead role instead of himself. Having a short interaction with him, I can say that his chemistry probably isn't the same as Bradley Cooper's.
Yeah, I feel like his acting, has he acted in things before? Because I feel like he would not be as good as Bradley Cooper in this role.
No, probably not.
I feel like this movie holds together because it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I feel like they hold this movie together.
Let's see. So, he was in...
I feel like without that, the movie's not as good for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he was in anything. He was in a documentary I watched. Oh, wait. Oh, no. He was in this movie called Coffee and Cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It's him and Meg White having a conversation.
Okay.
He was in The Muppets Season 1, Episode 16.
Oh, there you go.
Portlandia Season 3, Episode 1. American Pickers he was in as himself. Mainly himself. He's mainly himself in everything.
Yeah.
Oh, he was Elvis Presley in Walk Hard.
Oh, okay.
And he was
maybe he could be Elvis in A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Elvis.
Oh, wait. That's the one where he's like, I'm karate chop you. Watch out.
I have not seen it, so do not know, but that sounds amazing.
I didn't know that was Jack White, though.
Oh, that's how good an actor he is.
Yeah.
I may be rethinking this whole Jack White in the lead role of A Star Is Born thing.
Yeah, it's not as bad. I mean, granted, this picture quality is at least something to be desired, but if he could do that for 2 hours, I think that'd be
that would work.
Yeah. Is there a clear video? Yeah, this one's also at least something to be desired too. Everyone on YouTube. Well, I mean, I think they're doing that.
They can legally do it.
He looks so tall. It's like a Slender Man, Elvis.
Excuse me, what?
It's called karate. Two people know.
It's pretty good, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yes. Do you think they went up to him?
I feel like Bradley Cooper's like, nah, let me just do it.
I wonder. Yeah, I heard he's kind of hard to work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He may be like... He's directing. He's like, I got to do that.
He's like, I need someone who will follow my directions. We have a lot of these weird shots.
I need to yell at myself.
Yeah. So. The Saint. Are you familiar with The Saint?
I'm not familiar with The Saint.
Is that one guy who was James Bond a long time ago? Roger Moore, I think, was The Saint.
What is The Saint?
He is a... There's a Val Kilmer movie with a saint.
It's not even what you're thinking.
Which saint is it? Based on a book series about the world adventurer Simon Templar, The Saint first took the screen starting in the early 30s and early 40s. Roger Moore on a 6-season TV show. Oh, and then Val Kilmer made a movie with Val Kilmer. And now Chris Pratt. Most recent, so it is the same person.
Interesting.
And Roger Moore had a cameo in the Val Kilmer movie. Maybe Val Kilmer will have a cameo in the Chris Pratt movie.
Oh, maybe. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I like me some cameos.
Yeah. Especially the inside.
Even though I haven't seen, don't know the reference.
Yeah.
I still like them.
What is? Yeah, it's still exciting when you're like, oh, that's
yeah,
that's
like, the original Starsky and Hutch. I never watched like the 21 Jump Street TV show.
But you know Johnny Depp.
But
is
then
in
Johnny
it.
Depp shows up. I'm like, oh, that was.
I'm like, oh, half of them is here.
That was interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is there another guy? Is it like another team?
Yeah,
I guess. Who is the other guy?
Oh,
okay. It's like no one knows that guy. They got the more famous one.
Yeah. The Criterion Channel. So recently, people have been talking about Filmstruck being shuttered.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Shudder, which is a different streaming service.
Has Shudder been Filmstruck?
No, Shudder still exists.
But
they got a lot of good
shuttered.
Movies. Shudder is getting Mandy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I was like, that's cool. Pretty good. But Filmstruck is shutting down. Warner Media decided to shut it down. They own it. And they're trying to do like this massive streaming service of all these services together at the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these directors got together and wrote a letter to Warner Media saying, please keep Filmstruck. And then a few days after that letter, they're like, oh yeah, we're announcing our new service. It's called the Criterion Channel. Hmm. And it's starting from scratch. And it comes out late 2019. If you sign up now, we'll give you a discount for as long as you have a subscription. And, like, you don't have to pay right
so
now.
So it's going to be the same thing, basically?
Yeah.
But, like, starting from scratch, retooling.
Yeah, because the app was kind of crappy.
Yeah.
But I liked this service a lot because it was one of the few places where you could watch extras on the movie
yeah.
on the streaming service.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. I mean, and you can have, like, commentary tracks and everything.
I do think they need more of that. Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't gone to, like... Like, how much
I think it's
extra
a licensing
really,
issue.
I just
remember did we talk about this? Because it's like,
yeah,
it's the reason that DVDs still have.
We did. But this, I guess until the numbers, I guess, reflect it.
Well, apparently Netflix is starting to do originals or extras on its content.
Oh, its own content. Okay.
So you go to like the trailers and more section.
Mm-hmm. And they got some.
And there's sometimes some stuff like behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
So.
That makes sense.
But I want some of those deleted scenes. I always liked those for some reason.
Yeah, I like deleted scenes too.
Which is like weird because I'm like, these are more deleted
yeah.
for a reason.
Yeah. But some are good and it's just because they
couldn't fit it into the movie.
Yeah. But sometimes you're like, I'm glad that's not there.
Yeah.
But it's like still interesting to see what they were thinking. And you're like, oh, huh. Or sometimes there's a whole storyline plot through.
That they just remove.
They just remove entirely.
Yeah. General Mills Serial Monsters Universe. Mike, are you trying to make a universe with Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry?
I mean, if the regular dark universe didn't work, I'm sure this will be will be great.
General Mills is looking for people to make this a reality.
Okay.
And they said they're completely serious about this.
Is this an animated thing?
Whatever, I think they're willing to take any ideas.
All right, I want a live action. We should pitch this. Live action General Mills Serial Monster Universe.
Yeah.
You treat it serious just like the Dark Universe. You release that photo where there's like five of them and you're like, oh, this is the future of the universe even before it exists.
And then,
I'm totally on board with this.
But they don't look like their characters yet. In the photo,
no, exactly. You're like you don't. If you
you're like,
if
oh,
you
who's giving... Javier Bardem? I heard he's Count Chocula.
If you weren't giving,
you're like, no, he's obviously Frankenberry.
They should just release that same exact photo
and
be
like,
this is the General Mills.
That's what's his name? Gladiator.
So let me look the roster. Who this would be?
Russell Crowe.
No, I mean like
he's gonna be Count Chocula.
I want to see who the characters are. I'm not familiar with all of the.
That's only the three of them.
Oh, is it just the three of them? I thought there was like a long list of more
no,
monsters.
It's just three.
Yeah, that's not as good. They need to expand.
That's
their
a
universe.
Good
they
idea.
They don't have any like
no,
minor characters.
No, that's a good way to start the universe, though.
Start with three, and then you expand to
you
other
do,
cereals,
and then you do no,
like Toucan Sam can.
No, you do the opposite. You create a new cereal off of the popularity of the movie.
That seems difficult to do.
Like, that's what they did with She-Ra. I was looking up She-Ra today.
Yeah.
And that was a promotion, or that was a cross promotion between Mattel and Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
Off of He-Man's popularity.
Yeah.
They like made a toy line and a TV show at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smart thing to do. Okay. So you do that with cereal. You get that cereal money.
Yeah. You could do that. But Sarah, I think you money. Ultimately have to build to an event where you cross over with other cereal creatures.
Like the bee from Cheerios.
Yeah. Trix Rabbit.
Are we sure that these are General Mills cereal?
Captain Crunch? No. But like some of them probably are. I'm just
like
saying.
Like how many cereal brands are there?
I mean, yeah. And then
like everything's now maybe is like there's the, only three. Like Kashi.
I mean,
crossover with like the store brands, and they're the enemies as the store brand cereals.
I mean, we live in a world where Sony and Disney are sharing Spider-Man, so yeah, I feel like
maybe the Flintstones will cross over.
That's getting a little too far. That's not in the same genre.
What, Fruity Pebbles? Are you discounting Fruity Pebbles as a cereal?
No, that. Yeah, you're right. But like, I feel like
that's post anyways.
I almost feel like still doesn't count. You can't be like a mascot from something else. You got to be your primary.
Who watches Flintstones anymore?
Yeah, they may be more famous from the cereal than
and the vitamins.
Yeah, I'm curious. Kids now they got to show Flintstones. People know of the Flintstones, right? Like Probably Looney not. Tunes. Do new Looney Tunes things exist
on Boomerang? I think you can watch the new Looney Tunes.
But like,
Tunes.
Do kids know what the Looney Tunes are?
I think you watch new Flintstones on Boomerangs too. On Boomerang,
there's new Flintstones.
I think so.
Like Scooby Doo. Is there new Scooby?
Oh, there's new Scooby Doo, and it looks weird.
Looks weird. Is it not? It's not like the post-apocalyptic comic book one is.
No.
It?
Let me see. There's a new Scooby-Doo. I think it's got announced for a Boomerang. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Do-do-do.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, but it doesn't look like.
Oh, do you know they have names?
It kind of looks like a parody of, What do you mean they have names? Yes, Fred, Velma, Shaggy, Scooby.
Shaggy's not his real name. They have real names.
Shaggy Rogers.
No.
That's his real name.
No.
But I don't think you can just change history.
Let me find it.
Is this like the intro? Or is this like an episode?
I think it's like a trailer.
Well, it's like a trailer that's showing me a story, though. See, it like reminds me of the animation style where like it's doing like a Family Guy flashback thing.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
Remember the time that Scooby did this? And that's what the style looks like to me.
Norville is Shaggy's real name. Norville Rogers. Fred Jones. Daphne Blake. And Velma Dinkley.
See, they all have the same names. He just has a nickname.
What do you mean?
Shaggy's the only one with a different name.
Oh, Shaggy. Yeah, but Shaggy.
Fred, Velma, yeah. Daphne, Scooby. They're all the same.
Oh, great. Do you see that?
No.
Jurassic Park reference?
Pretty good.
Phenomenal.
It's just, that's why it feels like a parody, because it's like jokier, I guess.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I felt like Scooby-Doo was never. I mean, it wasn't funny, really. Was it?
I hated it.
Oh, you hated Scooby-Doo?
I never could get into it.
I like Scooby-Doo a lot.
I was like, I watched it when I was in India because it was on cartoon. It was the only way to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
But it was also in Hindi, so I can barely understand
it. That's probably why I didn't get into it.
Yeah, I was like, I
can't understand
this. I can't understand what they're saying.
I don't like this show.
It just seemed really phoned in.
They're not trying.
The whole thing. Like
and half the thing is the voices. Because you're like,
what's... Can watch Scooby-Doo in Hindi? Maybe that's on YouTube.
Oh, maybe. Bet it is. Everything's on YouTube.
There we go. That's the new movie. Nope, I'm not looking for an old one. Oh, here we go.
Does not look
theme
like
song.
The regular animation. Oh, wait, here we go. Do, 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 do. Where are you? Do, 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 do. Come on. How can you script this theme song? You can't.
They didn't. This is actually a pretty good theme song.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's half of what a show is, like, back then. So you hook me on that theme song, and I'm like, oh, this show's awesome.
I understand as much as I did when I was a child. I remember that was so screwed up too, because we would go to India like pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
One summer we went, all the cartoons were old, but in English.
Mm-hmm.
Next summer, I guess they figured out how to dub all these cartoons, and like everything was in Hindi. There's no option to watch it in English.
Wow. They're like, we don't have to do this in English.
And I was like, what the hell happened?
So I just can't say cater towards me more.
I was just sitting there watching it, trying to understand, like, maybe if I watch it enough. And sure enough, like, you do pick it up.
Well, yeah, if you watch it enough, yeah.
But it's like...
they got the same beats, you're like...
I'm like, oh.
These kids, if I would have gotten away with it, I know how to say that.
Well, I mean, I also knew the language that was, like, close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird. TV news. I know it seems like we were talking about TV for a long time.
Yeah, but that was a movie universe.
Yeah. Game of Thrones news, final season confirmed to premiere in April
2019. Mm. Sounds about right.
Let's see what those dates are like. If it's on...
I believe it's going to be late, because someone...
Yeah, maybe the 21st.
I was listening to a podcast.
Is Easter, and the 28th is Orthodox Easter.
I believe it's the 28th, because I think I was listening to someone doing a podcast, and they were talking about it. And they were saying, oh, well, True Detective comes out then. And then, like, Big Little Lies comes out right after that. So the math adds up that if they don't skip a week and it's one episode a week, it's going to end.
But they do skip a week.
Do they skip a week?
Yeah, they always skip a week.
Then it would be past April.
No, I mean, like, during Game of Thrones, they always skip a week.
What do you mean?
It's 1 week, isn't there, where you don't get a new episode?
No, I think they just...
like Easter?
That's why it's after Easter.
It's before it was before Easter?
I feel like it was before Easter, yeah. I don't think they ever skipped a week, even on Easter. I think they just keep going. They don't care. But I think... But they did the math, and they're like, if these two shows have an episode every week from when they start, it ends right on the 28th when Game of Thrones would be showing up in April. So they're thinking it's probably the 28th.
Let me see. Yeah, it used to be mid-April. The first season premiered in April 17th.
Yeah.
Granted, the show is very different now than it was before.
Yeah.
But how do I get to the episodes, though? A list of episodes. Okay, let's see.
Anyways, it'd be after Easter anyway.
Yeah.
But, and I doubt they would show one episode and then go away.
Go away, yeah.
It's like you got to keep up that, all that momentum.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7. I swear there was like a time because I was be like, what the hell is this? Season 2 premiered on April 1st. Yeah. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. 7, 7. That is me adding dates. Season 3 premiered on March 31st. 7, 7, 7, 7. Yep. Every week.
Consistent.
What show am I thinking of?
Oh, because HBO doesn't do that, I don't think. They always just go straight on through.
The Brink. It must have been The Brink where I was like, where's my new episode? And yeah, then they're like, that show got canceled 3 years ago.
No! I missed The Brink. Silicon Valley? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Now we're getting to where I was watching it week to week, so I'm thinking of a different show.
Maybe you're thinking that 1 week where the episode leaked.
Yeah, and I didn't watch it.
And
I
watched like,
it
leaked, I didn't
and then I didn't watch it.
Yeah, like, you're this like, is the longest. This is the week it's off.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it premiered week to week. I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Whoa.
Yeah, so someone was doing the math, and that's what they think, but it's not...
confirmed.
Not announced. It just says April on the teaser or whatever it showed.
Stranger Things season 3 has wrapped filming.
Ooh. I feel like they've been filming this for a long time. Is that just me? Or they just maybe they're more out loud about it, like they announced it right when it happened. I think
they have to go longer because they're kids.
Yeah, true. Because they can't work as many hours. But I think they must have been more open this season than like the second season.
We started filming.
Or maybe I'm just more observant of it.
Yeah.
Or just time is really weird for me right now. I don't know which one of those it is.
All of the above.
Because they did release that like weird teaser where they're in that mall or whatever.
That, and then they showed us a picture of like Uma Thurman's daughter.
Yeah. So I think that's before we didn't know anything till that like Super Bowl ad mm-hmm. for season two. At least that's what I remember.
That's what
happening.
I remember as well.
So that's probably what's happening.
Yeah. Silicon Valley. Season 6 won't arrive until 2020.
Mm.
Apparently the guy wants to work on Barry more.
Oh. Okay.
One of the executive producers. I don't know.
All right. As long as you
they say this might be the last season.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah.
On season 5.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't think any episode broke over 1 million viewers.
Really?
Granted, I don't know how they get those Nielsen ratings, because I'm sure a lot of people are streaming now.
Yeah. But they got that, like, Game of Thrones lead-in back then. Wait, no. They had it. They were alone. Wait.
Yeah, this last season they were alone.
They were alone, yeah. But, I mean, as much as I like Silicon Valley...
It's not the same show. I couldn't even remember what happened at the end of that season.
Yeah. It just can't last forever, because it's not... They don't progress because how many times can you watch them build up and fail and like they either.
Well, this one they didn't fail.
Yeah, but they're never on the edge
of failure because we saw the Chinese dude make a deal.
Exactly.
I had to look into this like this week. I was yeah, like, how did season happened? 5 end? I was like, and it was they bought the 4 floors that Hooli occupied
mm-hmm.
after they thought they were gonna fail, and they like it was at 51% attack. And
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, and I don't think... What's the longest running HBO show? I feel like they never go over, like...
Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yeah. Well, like, scripted. Like, Deadwood, was that HBO? How long did that go?
I think they only went, like, 6 seasons.
Like, I feel like you get to about 8. It's like, 8 is, like, the max. Nothing will go above 8 for HBO. Like The Wire. How many was The Wire? It was less than 8.
Deadwood was 3 seasons.
Oh, that was not that many. So, yeah, like, they seem to be, like, oh, we can't go more than a certain amount.
I think Sopranos might be the longest.
Before. Yeah, Sopranos is probably got it by a mile.
5 seasons for The Wire.
Uh-huh.
Sopranos is 9 seasons.
Yeah, that's probably the max they've ever gone. That's got to
be. 6.
Oh.
I don't know.
One of the two. How many episodes?
6 seasons.
Okay.
Game
of Thrones, then, because Game of Thrones is 8.
Game of Thrones is going to 8. 6 Feet Under. That was an HBO show, right?
Yeah. Or was it?
5. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like, Silicon Valley probably.
Running HBO.
Can only have so many more seasons, series? I think.
Inside the NFL.
I don't count that. And that's Showtime.
It's HBO Showtime co-production.
No, they don't show it on HBO, though.
Yeah.
I'm only talking about, like, scripted.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. 19 seasons.
Don't count.
Who's watching that show for 19 seasons? Like, oh, I love the show.
Somebody
more sports.
Is. Somebody is.
Give me all the sports. Real Time with Bill Maher.
I don't count that.
10. Well, that gives you an idea.
Yeah.
It's not more than 10.
Yeah, there you go. So, makes sense.
Yeah.
Then we got some Twilight Zone news. Speaking of Kumail Nanjiani, who is in Silicon Valley. He's going to be in Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone. He's going to get his own episode.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. If that means he's going to get... like, direct it as well, or if he's going to star in an episode,
is
or what.
Is he a director, too?
Big Sick?
They just
he didn't direct
it,
he wrote it.
He just wrote it, yeah.
Give him a try.
Yeah, a lot of actors.
Chicken Sandwich.
Good directors. So, yeah. Well, I assume he'll definitely be in it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll have a contributing part to writing and directing possible.
Yeah.
We'll see, but yeah, that's cool news.
What if it was something that, like, is not scary to us, but it was, like, very scary in Pakistan?
Yeah. It's like a Twilight Zone of, no, this is so weird.
He's like, it's weird. And there's no I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. There was no call to prayer.
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be super weird to him.
Yeah. I mean, even in India, it was like, you get the first day, you're like, what is going on? And then the second day, you're like, oh, okay. And then if it weren't to happen, you'd be like, what is going on?
Like, yeah. Like, this happens every day. Why is it like not happening five now?
Times a day. Why isn't...
Yeah. Exactly.
Devil May Cry news. Avi Shankar from Castlevania fame and Simpsons lie spreading fame and all that stuff is bought the rights to Devil May Cry, and he says it's going to be in the same universe as Castlevania, which he calls the bootleg universe.
Bootleg universe, okay. Who names these universes?
I think he named it because he's like, I bought the rights so Hollywood doesn't F this up. I don't think he sounds like that, but yeah. MMA news.
Oh, wait. All right. No. All right.
Nick Diaz is fighting again, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did hear that. I heard of that.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's been like, what, 4 years or something?
Yeah. And then Mayweather, like, pulled out of that Risen fight. He's I never agreed to
Japanese
it.
Japanese fight thing?
Yeah. Okay. And then people are saying that like, he just saw the knockout videos of the guy he was fighting, and he's like, yeah, he has no chance.
He's like, I thought this would be easy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to reach that 52-0 or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yep. That's about it. On Netflix, Kalipari Dreamwalker, Motown Magic, Sabrina, which is about like a, it's pretty much Chucky. If people try to get their parent back, The Final Table, and Trevor Noah, Son of Patricia. Come back tomorrow for We Viewed Reviewed and Discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.